5MU's parent company, Grant Broadcasters, has invested in Aussie ag tech startup ProAgni. The company provides antibiotic-free animal feed products that preserve animal health and economic sustainability while decreasing the environmental and social impacts of farming. The two-year-old organisation has been shortlisted from 45 world ag tech businesses for the prestigious Rabobank Food Bites pitch this Wednesday. Joining me for a chat about it is CEO of ProAgni, it's Lachlan Campbell. Hi, Lachlan.
Hey, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thank you. And congratulations. Tell us about this Rabobank Food Bites pitch and what it means for you guys.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It starts off at about 340 businesses. It gets narrowed down to the last 15. So we had a second round about a month ago for the last 45, and then we're down to the last five in our category. So it's probably one of the premier startup pitch competitions in the world. And it's run by Rabobank. They do an incredible job, and it's a tough gig.
Right. So you're a fledgling company. You've been around for a couple of years. Tell us about you and your ethos.
We started off for one essential reason, and that is that the social licensing of farming is under challenge. As farmers, and I'm a farmer, we've got to produce our food more abundantly, just as good, well-priced, and at the same time, not blow the economics of farming out of the water. And that's the really big challenge for farmers around the world, is how can we produce this food in a more sustainable environmental footprint?
CEO of ProAgni, Lachlan Campbell, is with me. Our parent company, Grant Broadcasters, has just invested in the Aussie ag tech startup. And Lachlan, why is it important to your company to not have any antibiotics in the feed?
Look, I don't know whether you know this. Between 70 and 80% of all the antibiotics manufactured in the world go into animal husbandry. And a lot of that goes into feedlotting. It goes in as growth promoters. So it's fed on a daily basis at sub-therapeutic levels, at sub-clinical levels. And it really does increase the risk of farmers contributing to antimicrobial resistance.
Yeah, right. So,
big deal.
Yeah, brilliant. And I hear that you're also looking to reduce methane emissions from cattle and sheep.
Yeah. So the other componentry to our technology is around anaerobic probiotics. But essentially, without going into the detail on it, that is in the stage of commercialisation. And it does three magnificent things. It significantly reduces methane emissions from ruminants. It lowers resource use, so the animals need less grass and less water to put on the same kilo of red meat. And it has the opportunity to take out more antibiotics from the feeding system.
Great.
And in particular, it reduces induction time for feedlots, that time that animals take to get from grass to grain.
What's it been like fundraising, and what does it mean to have companies like Grant Broadcasters on board?
It's fantastic for a couple of reasons. Firstly, having an investment such as Grant Broadcasters has given us a lot more runway. So we've got more time to scale up, and it allows us to get effectively into the US market. But just as importantly, it's a huge signal and a shot in the arm for ProAgni to say, look, guys, you're on the right track. This is important to everybody, and it's a problem we've got to solve.
Hey, thanks so much for your time today, Lachlan. Really lovely to have you on the show, and good luck on Wednesday.
Yeah, all New York time, all 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
So jet lag in your own town. It's part of the deal.